arrested near event celebrating Pride Week. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Police in Idaho arresting 31 people Saturday on charges of conspiracy to riot near a Pride in the Park event in Coeur d'Alene. Those arrested are believed to be members of the hate group Patriot Front.
It is clear to us, based on the gear that the individuals had all with them, the stuff they had in the possession and the U-Haul with them, along with paperwork that was seized from them, that they came to riot downtown.
Coeur d'Alene Police Chief Lee White. He said the group included people from at least 11 states. Inflation in the U.S. now reaching its highest level since 1981. 8.6%.
Increasing energy, housing, and food prices are responsible for driving up the costs to the fastest pace in more than 40 years. For months, the Biden administration said inflation would be transitory, but now President Biden has reportedly told Democratic donors in Los Angeles he thinks it's going to be here for a while.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Gas prices hitting a record high national average of $5 a gallon. In the wake of the mass shootings in Buffalo, New York and Uvalde, Texas, thousands of demonstrators gathering at anti-gun rallies across the country Saturday. Meanwhile, five teenagers have been shot near the Big Four Bridge in Louisville, Kentucky, just hours after March of Our Lives protesters had gathered on the steps of the state's Capitol building. Police arresting a suspect in connection to a deadly shooting at a New Orleans high school graduation. Fox 8 New Orleans' Kelsey Davis has the details.
NOPD makes its first arrest in the shooting death of a grandmother outside of Morris Jeff High School's graduation last week. Police arrested 18-year-old Brandon Rock in the shooting death of 80-year-old Augustine Greenwood. Greenwood was walking to her family's car when she was shot. Rock has been booked with one count of manslaughter and one count of illegal carrying of a weapon on school property.
America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A lawsuit against the National Rifle Association getting the go-ahead to move forward.
No witch hunt. That's a judge's ruling on a lawsuit brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James against the NRA. The nearly two-year-long legal fight can continue with the potential for fines and other remedies if the attorney general prevails. James says it confirms the suit's, quote, legitimacy and viability. The New York case began when the Democratic AG accused some top NRA executives of financial improprieties and sought to dissolve the group. The NRA was chartered in 1871 in New York, meaning James has oversight. The group's lawyer said they were disappointed but would keep fighting the case and still believes they were unfairly targeted. Samantha Liepman, Fox News.
Product sizes are shrinking, in case you haven't noticed.
Companies are charging the same price, but they're offering less product. It's called shrinkflation, an age-old tactic companies use to maintain their margin. It's easy to understand why companies are shrinking their package sizes now because of inflation. Their costs are going up. But the tough part for consumers is that usually once the company shrinks that product size, very rarely does it go back to the original larger size.
Fox's Lydia Hu. A federal judge in Las Vegas dismissing a lawsuit that accused soccer superstar Cristiano Ronaldo of rape.
A Nevada woman wanted to force Ronaldo to pay millions of dollars more than the $375,000 she received in hush money. Judge Jennifer Dorsey kicked the case out of court to punish the woman's attorney. In a 42-page order, the judge cited attorney Leslie Mark Stovall for bad faith conduct and for using purloined confidential documents that tainted the case beyond redemption. The woman claimed Ronaldo raped her in 2009. Ronaldo's attorneys have said the sex was consensual. Bob Motali, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.